recognize that probation closes progressively. There will reach a point in time where that final person is judged righteous, his sins are blotted out, and Michael stands up. But it is incorrect to read into these passages that talk about probation coming to a close for mankind and Michael standing up, in the sense that when that takes place just prior to then, he has the whole group of the saved simultaneously in front of them and blots out all their sins simultaneously. Because if that were the case, according to the passages in Peter and Sister White's comment on them, it's at that time when their sins are blotted out that they're empowered for the latter rain. And what good is the latter rain if it comes at the close of human probation? It's what empowers us to proclaim the loud cry message. Well, one, it would still be good in the sense that another aspect of the latter rain is that it empowers us to go through the great time of trouble. But as far as in terms of giving the final warning message, brothers and sisters, our sins have to be blotted out prior to the close of human probation. Manuscript Releases, Volume 9, page 212. The natural heart is not to bring its own tainted, corrupting principles into the work of God. There must be no concealing of the principles of our faith. The third angel's message is to be sounded by God's people. It is to swell to the loud cry. The Lord has a time appointed when he will bind off the work. But when is that time? When the truth to be proclaimed for these last days shall go forth as a witness to all nations, then shall the end come. If the power of Satan could come into the very temple of God and manipulate things as he pleases, the time of preparation will be prolonged. This is a consideration, we'll just touch on it lightly, but in connection with the latter rain, the blotting out of sins, the refreshing from the presence of the Lord, this is a consideration that is a rather big subject from the angle we're going to point out here. We're told that when the gospel is taken to the whole world, then shall the end come. And many times in Adventism, almost all the time, we look at that passage and we think, well, we have thousands and thousands being baptized over here and over here, and we have 11 million people in the world at this time, and we have an Adventist church in almost every country in the world, and we count our numbers, and we assume that we've almost reached that point, and if there's one country we haven't reached, as soon as we get an Adventist missionary in there, then it's went to all the world, and then the end shall come. Brothers and sisters, the end comes when is that time, she says, when the truth be